Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus in 1868. August 14th, Eve of Our Lady's Assumption. First Prelude. Behold the apostles surrounding the deathbed of Our Lady. Second Prelude. Pray for the grace of a happy and holy death. Point 1. Her death was free from regrets. Consideration. Saint Alphonsus tells us that it is generally three things which make death painful to us. The first is attachment to earthly possessions. O death, says Ecclesiasticus, how bitter is the remembrance of thee to a man that hath peace in his possessions. He has laid up these possessions with much labor for many years, and he is to be separated from them with bitter and useless regret. There was nothing of this with Mary. From the age of 3 years, she made the sacrifice of parents, of friends, and of all the world could offer her, and all her affections were fixed on God. She had nothing to regret on earth. Her only desire was to leave it, that she might fly to heaven and be there eternally united to the only object of her love, Jesus. Application. By renouncing all attachment to the earth, you break the ties which bind you to earth. You can leave it without sorrow or regret. If you are faithful to your vocation till the end, your death will be but an easy passage from earth to your home. Point 2. Her death was free from remorse. Consideration. One of the most ordinary sufferings of death is the remorse which the heart of the dying person feels at the thought of his sins and of God's justice. But remorse could find no place in the heart of Our Lady, the purest of creatures. In all her long life, there had not been a shadow of sin, but an uninterrupted series of heroic acts of virtue, which seemed to say to her, "We are your works, we will not leave you alone, we will go with you to the throne of God to add luster to your triumph." Application. Endeavor to efface the last traces of your past sins by penance. Redouble your vigilance over yourself, that you may not commit them again. And then, far from experiencing remorse at the hour of death, you will be full of confidence and joy in the blessed expectation of an eternal reward. Point 3. Her death was free from fear. Consideration. Saint Bernardine of Siena says, "Often, when thinking of those words of the Holy Ghost, 'Man knoweth not whether he be worthy of love or hatred,' I have trembled from head to foot and been in a kind of agony." The uncertainty about eternal salvation is the third and the greatest thing which fills the dying with fear and anguish, and not without cause. But what reason for fear could the Mother of God have, who saw the throne of glory prepared for her in heaven by the side of her divine Son? She longed, therefore, for the moment which should break the bonds that bound her to earth. Application. You have had no revelation about your salvation, and often doubts and fears harass and trouble your soul. But on the other hand, what sure grounds of confidence you possess. First, the words of Jesus Christ, "Everyone that hath left house or lands or brethren for my name's sake shall possess everlasting life." Then there is a saying of the fathers, "A servant of Mary shall never perish." Expand your heart then with entire confidence. Your mother will give you 100-fold. She will assist you in your last moments, as she did visibly Saint Stanislaus Kostka, who died saying that he saw Our Lady coming to him. Today, then, the eve of the most solemn of her feasts, prepare yourself by holy affections and ardent desires to celebrate this feast worthily, so that you may obtain a large share in the favors which she delights to pour on her devoted children on the anniversary of her coronation.